Get all the lifestyle news right here on Tea Life.
Woo! Nice show, TFM here. Hey, hey, TV here. Okay, so let's make paratha banana pie. First, get two bananas and smash them up. Then add in one handful of mozzarella cheese and give it a good mix. After that, take your paratha sheet, cut it into four quarters, all right? In each quarter, add in the banana cheese mixture that you made and use a fork to press on the side so that the fillings don't spill out later. And of course, to make it like look a little bit like pie, all right? Brush on some egg yolks on top, sprinkle on some sesame seed before air frying them at 170 degrees for 18 minutes. Make sure to flip them during the middle, and then you're gonna have this delicious banana pie. You can bring this to work, it could be a good dessert, and you don't have to buy those frozen banana pies out there or fast food chain banana pies, if you know what I mean, because this one is freshly made and you know what you put inside, and delicious as well. TFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Life.
Konnichiwa, Nai Show and TFM here. Hey, what's up? Chilling with me, TP here. Alright, so next recipe, let's make some sweet potato pie rolls. Firstly, you're gonna take two sweet potatoes, cut them into chunks and steam them until they turn soft. Add in one cup of fresh milk, not too much because we don't want this to be runny. We need to be like a paste kind of thing. After that, take a piece of paratha sheet and spread the sweet potato paste onto the paratha sheets and roll them up. So on this part, there's actually two versions of the recipe. Other than just rolling up, you can also add in red bean paste, which you can get from the market to make it a little bit more sweet. But if you don't want, it's fine, right? Roll them up, cut them into thick chunks, and then brush on egg yolks on and sprinkle some sesame seeds. Then you're gonna pop it into the air fryer at 180 degrees for 15 minutes. This sweet potato pie rolls is gonna be easy and delicious as well. I say this is actually kind of like a dessert. Serve it with a vanilla ice cream on the side. It is good to go as well. TFM.
Ah, this is life. Only on Tea Life.
What do you got? Nice show, TFM here. Hey, 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 TV here. For our final recipe tonight, it is the paratha meat roll. So first step is to make the meat fillings. So take some chicken or beef, mince them up, and add in seasonings. 1 tablespoon of dark soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of oyster sauce, 1 tablespoon of light soy sauce, and some white pepper. Just the normal one lah, okay? Mix it, spread them onto the paratha sheet, and then roll up before cutting them into tiny chunks once again. And then brush on more egg yolks, and then sprinkle on some sesame seeds, the usual step for this. And before popping into the air fryer for 180 degrees for 15 minutes. And your meat pie paratha rolls are ready. This could be a good dinner for everyone, especially for your kids as well. If they love pies, it's simple, nutritious, and easy to make. TFM.